From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. National Security Advisor H.R. McMaster said new U.S. sanctions against Venezuela are meant to demonstrate that the United States will not allow an illegitimate dictatorship to take hold in the Western Hemisphere at the expense of its people.
We will continue to work with our friends and partners in the international community to support the Venezuelan people until their rights and democracy are fully restored.
Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin said the sanctions would undermine Maduro's ability to pay off political cronies and regime supporters. Brad Keisman, the Vice President of Disaster Operations and Logistics at the American Red Cross, says Hurricane Harvey has the potential to be a devastating disaster.
I believe that this is going to be one of the most devastating disasters in recent U.S. history. The eye of Harvey is less than 100 miles from the coast of Texas, and it still continues to intensify.
Winds are expected to surpass 200 kph when the hurricane hits a 600-kilometer-wide swath of the Texas coastline. The governor of Texas warned residents to prepare for record flooding when the storm makes landfall. Three North Korea short-range ballistic missiles failed on Saturday. U.S. military officials said the failures were a temporary blow to Pyongyang's rapid nuclear and missile expansion. The U.S. Pacific Command said that two of the North's missiles failed in flight after an unspecified distance and another appeared to have blown up immediately. Seoul's Joint Chiefs of Staff said that the projectiles were fired from the North's eastern coast and flew about 250 kilometers. For additional updates, be sure to follow VOA on social media platforms. This is VOA News. The rape conviction of a self-proclaimed spiritual leader in India sent thousands of his supporters into the streets. The riots killed at least 28. Edward Baran has the story.
The rape conviction of a self-proclaimed spiritual leader in India has led to violent protests by his followers. Gurmeet Ram Rahim Singh, called a godman or holy man, was found guilty of sexually assaulting two of his followers in a case dating back to 2002. Thousands of his supporters have rioted across the country's north in response. In addition to those killed, more than 200 are thought to be injured, arson targeting many vehicles, even watching media. Over 500 Indian soldiers are called up to restore order. About 1,000 have been arrested.
And that is reporter Edward Baran. Police say the hours-long attack at a Shiite Muslim mosque in the Afghan capital of Kabul has ended with all four attackers dead. Afghan Police Special Forces Unit Commander General Syed Mohammed Rashandali said that they were killed by their forces.
According to the reports from police and the NDS, there were four attackers. All four attackers are killed, none of them are alive, and the situation is under control.
Rashandil said the death toll wasn't immediately known, but a hospital official says at least 20 were killed and 50 wounded in the attack. Mohammed Salim Rasuli, the chief of Kabul's hospitals, said the death toll could rise because many of the people were seriously hurt. U.S. President Donald Trump has granted a pardon to former Arizona lawman and political ally Joe Arpaio, the self-proclaimed toughest sheriff in America. The pardon comes less than a month after he was convicted of criminal contempt in a case involving his department's racial profiling policy. Trump had signaled earlier this week that his first presidential pardon would be to Arpaio.
Was Sheriff Joe convicted for doing his job? That's what... He should have had a jury, but you know what? I'll make a prediction. I think he's going to be just fine, okay?
Trump frequently praised the 85-year-old Arpaio for his hardline immigration stance. Somali forces supported by U.S. troops shot dead 10 Somalis, including three children, in a village near the capital of Mogadishu on Friday. The U.S. Africa Command said in a statement that it is aware of the civilian casualty allegations near Barrier, and they are taking a look into the allegations very seriously. For additional updates and in-depth coverage 24 hours a day, point your web browser to voanews.com. I'm Steve Miller.
That's the latest world news from VOA.